Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's up and all? What's up and all, everyone? What's the crack? What's up with it? What's up with it?
What's up with git?
Git? Do you remember git? We're recording, yeah?
Yeah, we are.
Episode?
No, bonus.
Bonus?
Bonus!
Straight in.
Straight in. Relate with the bonus.
Welcome. Oh, do that.
I'm blowing the mic.
We're doing an ASMR bonus episode.
Welcome to the bonus episode of the Stala Podcast, where we answer your listener questions. Oh. Welcome to the bonus episode of the Stala Podcast.
That's horrible. We won't do that.
Don't be doing that.
We'll just get into this now. This is the bonus episode.
And we have Owen back in the building.
Hello.
God, are we a stranger? You look different to how I remember you.
The sound on the laptop.
You look real cool.
Do I?
He's here in person, but
I'm getting your emails, don't worry.
Check the spam folder.
The blue t-shirt.
Do we have a spam folder?
You pulled that off.
Yeah, blue and...
Blue, yeah. A royal blue, I believe they call it.
Yep. Ooh.
Yep. You doing well for yourself?
Because I got a t-shirt.
It's a new one, isn't it?
Did you just kind of grab whatever you wanted? Was this a thought out outfit?
Thought out, yeah. I mean, it's very similar to yours.
No, it's not.
It's almost the exact same.
But it's the colour scheme that's going to throw me off.
You don't like the colour scheme?
Beige.
I wouldn't say it's a beige.
Short. What would you say? Sandy beige.
Camel.
Camel.
I believe is the word these days.
Sandy.
Mm.
Sandy camel.
This thing is great. It's very comfortable.
Where's that from? Zara.
I don't know. Next, I think.
I'm a fan of Next.
We're a day late. More than 24 hours late with the bonus, and this is what they're getting.
Oh, yeah, shit. Right. I forgot. Shoot. Yeah, right. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we're a day late with this bonus, so...
Because I was sick. We didn't have a bonus on Monday because last week I was sick for the first time in about 2 years.
Why'd you get the flu?
I don't know. Like a 24-hour thing. Getting sick in the night time.
Were you?
Mm. In the night time. Waking up to get sick.
Must have had some dodgy food. Did you get a takeaway?
No. I didn't. I don't know what... Do you know what it was? I was on that fucking AI diet for a long time. Sorry, this is not bonus plan. I was on the AI diet, which was really lean meats and stuff like that. And then I think I just introduced a lot of fats and a lot of carbs really quickly. And maybe it was too much or something. I don't know. Maybe it was bad milk or something. And then I got sick.
It happens. No,
it does happen.
They don't just feel sick. Do we have any questions?
Yes, I believe you do. Let me see now. Where have I got these questions for you?
Where are the questions, says you?
Cowell Keshtana. Keshtana Ahain.
Linda wants to know, electric or gas hob?
Ooh.
Starting off with the good ones here.
The smell of the gas.
Only if you don't only if you don't light it.
I don't like gas. I like electric. What have you got?
I have a gas cooker, but only because the gas cooker was there when we moved in. We wouldn't have got it. I don't know.
It's all the one.
I think gas is better now. I wouldn't like to go back to electric. I've had electric my whole life. Just standalone cookers and then electric hobs on the top.
Yeah.
But now I feel like they don't get hot quick enough. If I go to my ma's and I cook a bit of dinner at my ma's, it's on the electric hobs and I'm waiting for a half an hour to heat the bleeding pot.
Bring it to 9.
Yeah.
They're just looking at it for ages. Like that.
Like, is it hot yet or what? And then you had to get special pans.
Do you know induction how you know pans.
Huh. You scald your hand.
Bubbling. The water's bubbling.
I know, but it takes forever. If I stick a pot of water on my gas hob.
Just straight away, it's just fucking...
It's like putting it in the fire. Like, yeah, okay, it's hot now. Fire is a fire.
Straight away,
after a minute or two, yeah.
Jeez, the joys of that. It does take a long time. I've only two of them working. Two on the other side are broke.
That's the other thing about the electric hobs. Gas is more reliable, it's just dire. Gas more dangerous. Yeah.
This is phenomenal stuff. Okay. Moving on.
Weird question.
Just answer the question, Owen.
Richie says, Darren mentioned recently he couldn't find the movie Spin the Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch it again. Richie says, I actually have that stored away in my attic, but it's properly scratched to fuck.
Someone sent me one.
Someone sent you one, didn't they?
Yeah.
So somebody downloaded Spin the Bottle and burnt it onto a DVD, like SD. It's SD now. And burnt it onto a DVD, which is a lovely, lovely gesture.
Oh, no.
But it's also piracy.
Yeah.
It's piracy.
And piracy is a crime.
Do not accept it. Demand a genuine cassette from your video store. That will trigger so many millennials.
Yeah, they'll be like, what?
Always look for the hologram. Do you remember those, the official hologram? Oh my God.
They don't even know what the Extravision letterbox is.
Yeah.
Let alone Extravision.
You wouldn't steal a car.
Du-du-du-dum. You wouldn't born spin the bottle onto a DVD.
And send it into Marconi House for Darren. Did you watch it? Have you watched it?
I've watched it, yeah.
Do you have a DVD player?
No. PlayStation?
Will the PlayStation 5 play a DVD?
I presume so, wouldn't it?
I would have thought so.
Like, DVD fine? I'm sure Blu-ray, it does Blu-ray, but I don't know about DVDs.
It does Blu-ray.
Might not do DVDs, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Let me do my job.
Imagine you... I have a feeling you're going to stick that on.
And it's going to be something crazy.
It's going to be mad porn or something.
It's going to be like Spin the Bottle, but over it, it's just that porn noise that you get cut out in a WhatsApp group.
Or maybe it's like a virus and he's hoping that you tried to watch it on a laptop.
And he just like compromises my computer.
Yeah.
And his face just pops up and it's someone from like Anonymous.
Or like the Joker from Batman Forever. It's like Riddler, sorry, not the Joker. The Riddler,
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
What are you here for, him? What are you here for, Jim Carrey? Tell you.
Yeah.
Well, Richie's question is, are there any movies or TV shows you remember from the past you'd love to watch again, but you can't find them anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
In the Bottle.
Man, I swear to God, and I've been looking for this in so many... There's a female version of Chucky called Dolly Dearest.
Mm.
And I cannot find it anywhere. Obviously, Alien Abduction, the MacPherson story, that's very hard to find as well.
We have that.
That's on YouTube.
We got that one.
Oh, is that... Okay, we found that
one. A listener sent us in a link to that.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yep. YouTube. It's on YouTube, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was fantastic. I'm going to watch that.
What's the name of that film?
Alien Abduction, the MacPherson story.
The one, the Chucky one.
Dolly Dearest. It's scarier than Chucky. Chucky's a bit of crack, whereas Dolly Dearest is like a sick, nasty... Yes. Isn't that like Annabelle? Before Annabelle. Look at that monstrosity. Man, that gave me like nightmares.
Remember Rosie and Jim? Oh, look at that.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Look.
It was really scary. It was, I don't know, it's probably aged really badly now, but it was fucking scary.
I never heard that film.
Darren, you should watch it. That'd be right up your street.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at that one.
Yeah.
Shades of The Exorcist there.
I'm getting, my hairs are standing up, but that's a doll. Like,
it's actually a person playing.
Fucking creepy.
Like, there's a person in costume, like a doll mask. They did that with Chucky as well. Where to watch? It's on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
Full movie, you have to rent it though.
Oh.
No, you don't actually. No. There it is right now. 1 hour and 33 minutes.
Okay, well, there's probably no film that isn't gettable.
Sorry, that's quite loud. Can I just skip to the end, see what happens?
No, don't skip to the end. Don't skip to the end. What are you doing?
He does that. That just...
The fucking attention on this fella. The attention span on this fella.
In the end.
Oh, my God. I always thought it'd be great to do a spin-off with Dolly Dearest and Chucky, where they get together. And then they went and made Bride of Chucky, and I think that's what they were trying to do.
Just never got there.
Make a female...
Can you remember what the... Like how it's a doll that comes to life? Is this like a ritual thing as well? Or is it...
I can't remember.
Some random doll that just happens to be
I think it's a random doll, and there's a girl, a little girl, who's like talking to her, and they're like, stop talking to the doll, it's not real, it's not real. And then the girl goes around killing people on behalf of the doll.
33% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Yeah, but who the fuck is watching Dolly the Artist?
I never heard of it. Anyway.
It was great. Mikey as well is another film about a kid... He was in the, what would you call it? He doesn't have a man, dad. He's in the kind of the system of just moving around, the foster system. But he keeps killing his foster parents.
Jesus.
And he's like a psychopath.
Only a yumpler.
Only a yumpler. Mikey.
The Mikey fella.
Brilliant. All around
killing all his foster parents.
Absolutely brilliant film.
When I was a kid, I used to rent the same video of, it was like a highlights of Italia 90.
Oh, really?
It's like every week. I don't know what age it was, but it was like, I don't know, one of the cheapest ones in the shop. And my dad was like, yeah, you can get that one every week, keep going. And I watch it again and again and again. And I've never been able to find it since.
Ah.
There are other versions of it. The same company. I think it was called Chrysalis. It was like a Channel 4, I don't know, Channel 4 maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, they had like other versions, but never this one. It had this really dramatic, quite cheesy, you know, obviously late 80s style synth music, you know, when Gary Lineker gets felled against Cameroon and all that. And it's just brilliant.
And so it was the highlights of all the matches?
No, it was like, it's almost like it was put together with not quite a storyline, but it was the best bits, but they, recurring characters, Maradona and so on, you know, it was just very well done. And yeah, never really find it since. I have gone on eBay and other places looking for it since. And yep.
What would you do if I just searched it on YouTube and it came up the exact same way as come up with the Dolly one?
I'd be.
Did you know that they're all on YouTube?
Everything is on YouTube.
There's nothing that's unfindable. Do you think there's anything that's unfindable? It's usually Irish films that kind of get lost.
Yeah.
You know?
Accelerator.
I think that's a big film. You can get that.
Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck?
Pingu. Like, I used to love Pingu.
I never get
Pingu. What's he do? What a silly program to be letting your kids watch.
I used to love Pingu.
Pingu. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Pingu.
Pingu.
Little cute penguin.
Those are the kids' shows.
They'd be hard. Old cartoons, maybe, be hard to find.
More Begs.
Hard to find them. I'd say they're on YouTube, though.
I wouldn't say so. The More Begs, I wouldn't say so.
Do you remember Rosie and Jim?
I remember Rosie and Jim. That's
a bit scary, wasn't it?
It used to be a bit scary. Why was Rosie and Jim scary? The duck on the top of the canal boat. Actually, it was a bit scary, wasn't it? They were two teddies on a canal boat, and when the owner of the canal boat left, they came to life. I drove the fucking canal boat.
Am I right in saying that the Morbegs episodes are only like 8 minutes?
I think it was...
Yeah, it is, because there's all the episodes on YouTube.
Are they all on YouTube?
Podge and Rog. Remember Podge and Rog scared at bedtime? Maybe you wouldn't get them.
Or the earlier ones. The Den, man. The fucking Den. Like, they didn't record that shit. That was just live TV. Live madness that you'll never see again.
I know.
It was mad for 5 hours of the day.
The original Podge and Rogers where they're in the bed telling ghost stories, yeah?
That's...
Scared at bedtime.
The original Podge and Rogers was the Den.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Who was also a puppet that sat in the background and came to life. And they thought that they were too scaredy for children. And they were too scaredy for children. So they got rid of them.
That's why they made Podge and Rod scared at bedtime. Because it's scaredy and you can only watch it at bedtime. I used to love that programme, man. I had a DVD of like season 1 and 2. I think there was only 2 seasons, was there?
Don't know.
2 or 3.
Probably.
And I gave it a lend to someone in my school and he didn't give it back to me. And every time I seen him, I was like, can I have that DVD back? And he's like, what DVD?
Bet you they're all on YouTube.
Joke's on him because they're all on YouTube. Any more questions?
I'll give you one more.
One more.
One more.
This one's a classic.
Franco and Cabra wants to know, seeing as Lent is up and running, what in your current way of existence would be the hardest thing to give up? He suggests, Joe, for you, that would be the freedom to moan. And Darren, for you, it would be this Pokemon nonsense, as Franco puts it.
Why would you want to give up something good?
Something nicotine related.
Because it's supposed to be a sacrifice. I mean,
I need a bit of nicotine every day.
I thought it was supposed to be a pleasurable thing, but something that's bad for you.
The Pokemon thing like, isn't bad for you. It's fucking good.
Oh, as you mean something not good as in you enjoy it, something as in that is good for you.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
So, I'm not criticising.
But yeah, a bit of nicotine.
That'd be hard for you to give up?
Yeah. I need a little bit of nicotine.
I thought you gave up the smokes.
Or vape or something, or and nicotine just to fucking, you know.
Pollute the lungs.
Just a little bit. Just take off that edge, you know. Of life.
Coffee.
Jeez, I couldn't give that up either.
That'd be hard for me to give up now. Bit of coffee.
Amy gets decaf coffee now.
What's the point?
And I'm just, she has one like towards the evening. If she doesn't want one too late before bed, she'll have a decaf. And it's just like, why?
Why, yeah.
She likes the taste. She wants that taste of coffee.
Of coffee?
Yeah, just the taste.
Like black, is it just like a black instant coffee or is it the capsules or what's it?
Black instant with milk. just the coffee
that's
taste.
Not even nice.
I know.
That's weird.
Amy has an instant coffee every morning and it's just like, it's just horrible.
Do you know you what? You what?
It's horrible, isn't it?
When you have
the royalties of a latte.
You can be spoiled by the good coffee. The
choices these days, yeah.
But no, it's not. I like the Nescafe.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You were talking and I talked over you.
It's actually not even that good, so go ahead.
The Azera coffee, I think, is nice. The Nescafe Azera.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you pay for what you get.
You pay for quality. Yeah. What's his name? Sent in that one.
Franco.
Thanks, Franco.
Panko. Panko.
Panko breadcrumbs.
Yeah, coffee. Same name as me dog. Yeah, toffee.
Frank. Tell you, dead happy with that, Franco. That, yeah.
Do you think?
Same name as me pug.
Frank the pug is at home sending emails while you're away listening to the podcast. Focus in there, blading, recording 2 podcasts a week. Leave me at home in the blading house. They're going to send him an email to say, what's your fucking favourite thing? Give up. Give up me, is it?
I always look at dogs and just like say to myself, I wonder what brand of cigarettes they'd smoke.
Oh yeah, what would Frank smoke?
Oh, Benson or something. Major. Dixie would smoke like Silk Cut Purples. Or them little tin Vogue ones.
Yeah.
Like that.
Jesus. And on that note,
I could smoke a dirty cigar.
He'd have a cigar, yeah. My dog could smoke a joint. Rolling up, a big fat one.
Big cigar like that.
Oof.
You go. Eating pucks and all.
Wrap it up there. Gotta get you on to the main episode. So people
Peace out. And thanks for your patience with the lateness of the episode.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Do stick around for the main episode. Come Joe's fault. Your way tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's all my fault.
It is. It always is.
Sauce.
I never do anything wrong.